The 19th annual Land's End Regatta ended the way a sailboat race shouldn't. It was called on the second day for lack of wind. For 2 days, boats and crews tried to make the best of the extremely calm weather. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver boarded a boat for the story.
Fair winds and following seas, a blessing for sailors heading out onto the water at the mercy of time and tides. It was what we hoped for the Arctica, a small but mighty sailboat with its motley crew of recent surgery patients, pregnant women, and greenhorns. First up, de facto first mate, Liska Kandror.
It gets exciting for sure, you know, when you have to move fast and things drop out of your hands and then there's a gust of wind that comes up and it's a good time.
Her friend, Allison Shockley.
So she invited me and I thought, well, I'm not going to miss up a cool opportunity to really experience Alaska.
And mild-mannered yet fearless Captain Craig Forrest.
I've been sailing in Homer now since 1977.
My partner John and I, along with Allie, could all say we'd been near sailboats before, but not necessarily on them, and certainly not crewed them. So on the first day, we learned to sail.
Sail's gonna go to that side. So let's sail out.
It started slow, with the first several hours calm, calm, calm.
When there's almost no wind, everything that we do on the boat makes a difference. So if you step a little too hard in one direction, that makes the boat do something that we might not like. A boat goes by us and puts up a wake that shakes the wind out of the sails, so we can't maneuver. It's just really, really difficult.
It picked up toward afternoon, and for the last hour, we splashed through the waves, tacking and jibing, racing around the marker buoys. We went home that night tired and sore.
Oh, man. Crawling around on deck gave me some black and blueies on my knees, I'll tell you what.
But we came back the next day, ready to hit the water again. We were confident. We hopped up on deck, got her ready to go. Ready for squall and gale were we. But instead, nothing. The occasional whisper of half a breeze flopped the sails around the wrong way.
Well, we were very close to the buoy at one time. We are supposed to go to our next marker, and we are not. We are slowly drifting in circles.
And so we spun and spun, and the buoy got smaller and smaller. And then we got caught by the current, which was moving faster than the wind.
If for some reason we can't turn, we're doing 1.5 knots backwards.
And so we sat, sometimes drifting in the wrong direction, sometimes twirling like a top, but mostly we just sat, bobbing like a cork in Kachemak Bay. So we turned to sea shanties.
We're sailors who sail nowhere. Hurrah, hurrah. We're sailors who sail nowhere.
At the end of the day, the race was called. Not enough wind to complete the course. So we took advantage of modern technology and got towed back to the harbor. Disappointing? Not at all. We came as strangers to the Arctica and left as friends, with a greater appreciation for the sea and the art of sailing, and we revised our hopes for next time. Fair winds and following seas, but if not, good company, please. On Kachemak Bay, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.
Come all you young sailormen, listen to me. I'll sing you a song of the fish in the sea. And it's windy weather, boys, stormy weather, boys, when...